Sunday marks the 110th anniversary of the Cathedral Home for Children, a youth residential treatment center in Laramie. A new book, Keeping the Promise, Cathedral Home for Children, tells that history through interviews, photographs, and archival materials. Former board member Sally Biegert and former executive director Robin Haas spent 3 years researching, writing, and designing the book. As they told Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer, the Cathedral Home's origin dates back to an unexpected encounter at the Lander train station in 1910.
What happened was Archdeacon Ernest Dray had two children thrust upon him in Lander at that train station. They were abandoned, and so he got on the train with them, took them to Cheyenne, where the bishop was residing, and said, "What do we do?" There was nothing in Wyoming. And so they had the sad task of taking these two children to a place in Colorado. They became determined at that point that they weren't going to let this happen again. And the bishop said, "My house is empty in Laramie." And that man, Ernest Dray, I really admired him, reading so much about him. He took it upon himself to scrub that house with formaldehyde from top to bottom, had to clean it out, and started with almost nothing to start serving the children.
And this is an Episcopal bishop.
It's an Episcopal bishop, yes.
The cathedral, a reference, of course, to the Episcopal cathedral that sits in Laramie.
That's correct. From the very beginning, they said this would not be an Episcopal place for children, that children of every faith and no faith, as they put it, were welcome.
And reading this book, there obviously are moments of great success and growth sustained over 110 years. But the crises are also very present, and certainly one of them, a recurring crisis, is around money. And it was interesting to me to read that in the context of our current economic environment. We know that cuts are on the table for a variety of services in the state of Wyoming.
That's correct, and I'm very worried right now.
Yeah, it's been a long long haul with money, you know, since its inception. Sometimes the board wanted to close, said we can't do it. They didn't have the money. But there was a key person, whether it was a bishop, whether it was a program director, whatever, made sure that that door was always open. There were key people who fought for these kids and made sure that they were served. And I think what the message I want to bring home is that we've got to fight for these kids now. We have to be the advocates of these kids.
Certainly the mission of the home has evolved over the years. At the beginning, it was simply a place to put children who had nowhere else to go.
That's correct.
And it eventually evolved into having its own educational system on campus, vocational training.
Those things are really necessary for us to prepare the kids today that were coming in so troubled, and to get them to go back into their communities, to return to their families, and be survivors and thrivers.
This residential treatment situation has gotten a bad name that says that we're taking kids from families. But if you leave a child in a very unhealthy, abusive family, they never learn what a healthy family should be like. And the whole construct of the Cathedral Home was built around the family concept, that this is not just a residential treatment center. It is a home where you emulate what a healthy home should be like.
And that's a point that you make, Robin Haas, that it's a home, not an institution.
That's correct. The treatment and all the fancy stuff that you can throw in, you know, can really help. But it all comes down to the relationships, to the connections that you make with those kids.
Just giving children a chance to correct whatever they've done wrong, or a chance to get out of an abusive home, just to heal.
I got a letter from an older man at this point in his 40s who said, "I don't know if you remember me." Of course, I remembered him because he was the first kid I worked with who tore out a wall that I was standing by because he was so angry. And he said, "You always said that what you cared about wasn't if we were president or if we had, you know, were a doctor, but that we would be a good parent, that we would be a good spouse, that we would break the cycle that we had come out of." I've been married for 15 years. I have three children. One's 14, one's 12, and one's 9. And I'm a good dad, and I'm a good husband. And, you know, those moments, that's what we're about.
In cases of, for instance, domestic abuse mm-hmm. or any of those related challenges that the children come from, it's very easy for those things to overwhelm and define somebody's life.
Oh, no question. Right. No question.
Yeah.
It's what they learn from early childhood. Every single one of them, though, is hurting inside, and every single one of them wants that relationship and wants a better life. One of my kids who's 63 now, makes me really
not
old.
Really, not a kid anymore.
No, he's not. He talks about that that's our legacy. He said that's the home's legacy is me and my children, my grandchildren.
Do you think this story, if we go all the way back to that beginning in 1910, there are always crises of one nature or another that we encounter in life, and we're in a moment of crisis right now, through a pandemic.
Yeah.
Is there a lesson from this story, from the beginnings in a crisis to what the Cathedral Home for Children has become? Is there a lesson for us in that?
It is take action, that you aren't helpless, mm-hmm. that you can make a difference, that you can't let the moment go by, that you must rise up to meet it, that what seems impossible is not.
Every endeavor begins with hope, but everything depends upon faith, that you will make something happen in this world. And then finally, faith brings all joy.
That's former Cathedral Home for Children board member Sally Biegert and former executive director Robin Haas speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer. Their new book, Keeping the Promise, Cathedral Home for Children, celebrates the organization's 110th anniversary. It's available at Cathedral Home and at Second Story Books in Laramie.